You don't have a svara to let you do certain things, and nor you shouldn't stop from shechting it. But when you do it, we don't want you to do it in a way that it looks like you're doing an isser. It's only mutter if it looks like you're doing something heter. So this time, by taking this skin and throwing it down in front of people that will trample on it later, it doesn't look like you want people to trample on it right now. No, also lemucha milsa, people can't tell your purpose. Mishum dechazel lemazgu alayim. People will say you stop throwing it down on the floor because you want to sit on it. And if you want to sit on the skin, that's called tzara gufoin. It's mutter. So you are allowed to move around the skin for the purpose of sitting on it. So that's what there Basil says, you're even allowed to take the skin for the purpose of throwing it down, the people will trample on it. Because right now it looks like you want to use it to sit on. But here, if you're going to be able to move around the fat, my time is shown the Rabbanim. Why are the Rabbanim make that you could move around the fat? In order that the fat should not rot away, people say, what's the difference of spreading the fat over a piece of wood like a peg to keep it up that the air should get to it? What's the difference to salt it? I might as well salt it already. And since we know you're not allowed to salt it, because by salting fat, it's kamat keina malacha, because it's not really an eichel, people don't eat it right now. Rashi says, This is a nav malacha. So if you're meilich fats, it's an issi deraisa. So that's why here we're not matter you even to move around the fats. Because if you come to move around the fats, people will say, why would Rabbana make a, why could I move around the fats of the animal? Because they don't want it to rot away in order that you should make the shrita. So once they say, I'm allowed to take care, it shouldn't rot away, who are then I'm allowed to salt it? And salting is an issi deraisa, that's also. Therefore, the Rabbanan said nothing doing. You can't take care of the fats on Yontif. Mashenka, in the skin, you're not doing a real isser. You're just putting the skin down on the floor. And later, like Lachayat, people come and trample over. That's really not the derech of the Melacham. But since it's only with the Rabbanan will make them. Omer Rav Yudah Mashmuel. Moilech Odom Kama Chaticho Is Bosv Vasachas. You're allowed to salt a lot of pieces of meat on Yontif together. Afapi Sheinetzorach El Chichachas. Even though you only need one piece of meat right now, still, since you're doing them all together, like Rashi says, tichoda tircha lekula, it's one tircha. As many rice, you're not doing anything wrong. The klal is ein ibud ba'ichlin. A food that's edible, like a piece of meat you can eat, there's no is to ibud. With the rice, you light a salt as much as you want. But it's only a shalav a tircha shalav tzarech. Like if you're not going to eat the meat, so what are you doing it for? What are you bothering yourself on Yom Tov? You're not going to eat the meat anyway. But here, since you're going to eat one piece of meat, so while you have to salt one piece, you might as well salt 10 pieces. Like Rashi says, it's kula chod tircha. It's one big tircha, do them all together. Ravada barava, marim omola garma gama. He was marim and did no, not even together, even separately, he did one after another. He made like haroma. Haroma means like a trick. So Rashi says, liacha shemola zu liyachla. Hayoim, first he took one piece of meat and said, yes. This is the pita I'm going to eat this piece for lunch today. So he went to salt it in the morning, then he cooked it up. Now after he salted it, he said, I'm there, chaverto orov olai, liochle, no, the second piece of meat I see, that looks like a better piece, that's sweeter to me. I want to eat the second piece. And then he went to salt the second one, and the third and fourth one. So the kid said he was mekalim to make haroma, to salt all the pieces of meat one after another. The first man, the Yomit said, it's only mutter, but basachas, together it's one tircha. And he was smart to do it even one after another. You're right, the orchim will be very good. But Rashi Mashmi, even without that, you have a right just to make haroma to say, you know, after I finish salting this one, now I decide the next one looks better. Yeah. Right, Zot Mishnah. Beishamai Omrim Ein Mesalkin Esatrisim B'Yomtev. Beishamai says you're not allowed to take off the shutters from a kli on Yomtev. There's not a real binyan here. It's like a sukkah. It's like some type of a tent. Like I had before, the Machlekes says if you say Yesh binyan Mekalim or Rein binyan Mekalim. So it's a type of a kli here, some type of a tent, some type of a chest. So you had shutters on it that they used to put the food inside it, and now they want to take off the shutters to bring the food out, like to sell it. Even on Yom Tov, you used to sell the food. You'd pay after Yom Tov, but the grocery stores used to be open on Yom Tov. You come in, take what you need to eat for today, and you'd pay after Yom Tov. So the Shami says, nothing doing, you can't take off the shutters on Yom Tov. Or Beis Tillo Matir Naf L'Hachzah. Beis Tillo says, yes, You're allowed to take off the shutters, and even after you finish the day, you're even allowed to put the shutters back on again. So tomorrow, my Teresin, what does Teresin mean? Amarula Teresin Chanuyis. These are the shutters that they had for their stores. So Rashi says, not a real store. The Chanuyis means Kamoy Tevis, like boxes, Hain. For Yomdus Pashuk, they had them outside, like a storage box. V'yena Mechubor Lekakis, not attached to the ground. It was like a portable store, a portable or big box you had that used to keep your merchandise in there, and you'd pull out the shutter on Yom Tov and start selling and giving out your merchandise. So that's called Teresa, Teresa Chanuyis. The Yomarula Ula said like this, Shloisha Dvorim, three things, Hetiru Seifer Mishum Tchilosan. They were matter the beginning to start off doing it, Hetiru Seifer, they were matter the end, Mishum Tchilosan. They matter you to finish off the thing in order to start it off. The Elohim, these are the three things. All of Nehar Dorsin. Like these are Sroz and Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says after you shech the animal on Yom Tov, if you have the skin of it, you're allowed to put the skin in front of people that are going to trample on top of it. Even though really it should be Yosef to do it. But they're mad to this, like the Svar is Mishum Tchilosan. Because if they're not going to allow you to take care of the skin on Yom Tov, people will say it's not Kedai to shech the animal on Yom Tov. I'll wait, I'm ruining my skin, so I won't shech the animal. I meat, so I won't eat meat today. So people stop having Simchas Yom Tov. So Mishum Tchilosan, in order to shech at the beginning, they were mad to the Seif and they were mad to the end to make the take care of the skin. Vaito Trias Chanius. They're matter you, like Bethil says now Mishnah, even to put back the shutters. Now, why would they matter to put back the shutters on Yom Tov? There's no purpose for it. A teretz is because if you won't have a heter to put it back at the end of the day, you won't open up at the beginning of the day. And then people won't have food to eat. So, Mishum Seifon, they're matter Tchilosan. Vaito, or if you can't, the Stasu Mishas called Mishum Seifon, Mishum Tchilosan, they're matter Seifon. In other words, they want you to open the store on Yom Tov, to open this thing. So if they won't be matter you to put it back at the end, people won't open up in the first place. So they're matter the siphon, putting it back in order that you should open up in the first place. Who are then the chazaras retir b'migdash? They're matter you to put back a band-aid in the base of migdash. Rashi says, b'migdash retir, b'shaz v'erklah godl omru, ha'mamarech retir b'shavas, if you smear the medicine on top of the band-aid on Shabbos, chayim shumamachet. There's an instant rice of smearing, spreading out the medicine on top of the band-aid. Pemigdash, lekoyin shalokim biyodah. Koyin had a boo-boo on his hand. Vetzorech la'avoid avoidah. He has to do the avoidah today. Volito retiyah mayodah. So before he comes to the base of Middash, he puts a band-aid there to take care of this wound he has. But now when he comes to do the avoidah, you can't have any band-aid on your hand. So he takes off the band-aid when he's doing the avoidah. So now, shaloy techatzitza. He can't be in a chatzitza. Nothing could be dividing between his hand and the avodah he's doing with the kelim, wherever he has to touch. So now when he takes off the band-aid, really, you're not allowed to put it back on again. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to put a band-aid back on again when you have emes medicine on it. Over here in the Beis Hamikdash, there are matar, machzor retiyah liachar avodah. You are allowed to put back this band-aid that has medicine on it in the Beis Hamikdash. Why? Because it won't allow the kohen to put it back on again on the wound after he got finished the avoidum, Lashok Lemikara, he said, nothing doing. I'm not going to do the avoidum today. I have a bad wound on my hand. I don't want to go around without the band-aid. So if I take it off and I can't put it back on again, he won't take it off in the first place. So therefore, they remind to him to put it back on again later. So even though it's an issa the rabbon of refuah, because there's medicine on this retiyah, but there were mako of saifon mishum chilosim. Another case, where you start opening up your barrel, or else you start using dough, if you start using dough or opening up your new barrel, the covered yontif of wine, it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, to Yomar Yigmar, you're allowed to finish it. In other words, there's a special alochim that on yontif, even though you have a lot of amoretz, walking by, we don't say the matama you wine. We don't say the matama the isa. But the chur, that's only on Yom Tov itself. What about after Yom Tov? After Yom Tov, really, it's also tidit. But Yehuda said, no, we're not you tidit even after Yom Tov. Because if we're not going to let you eat it after Yom Tov, people say, it's not kedai for me to start a new barrel of wine now. I'll become tummy, or I won't start making a new dough. So Mishum, at the beginning, to start the new barrel of wine on Yom Tov, so we're not to even later, you're allowed to drink this wine. Rashi says, Afa Basekhat Zachovis. chaver, a chaver, a tamachochum like, kishis chalimcha yayin, when he starts to sell wine, oi kikroy, else he sells the bread, loyerle regolim regal, he sells it to people coming to Yerushalayim on Yomtif, or misham shaybo yarakul, everybody touches it, they touch the wine, they touch the bread, v'etumah samoritz, so we should be afraid really an amoritz is going to touch it, and really the loch is when amoritz touches it, it becomes tamei, but beregal, during Yomtif, tahira. The locker is, the Rabbanan said, all of its Torah. Kol Yemois HaRegel. The whole Yomtif, what the Amoras touches, remains Torah. Although Vamasha Nishor L'Yachar Regel, but the bread or the wine that's left over after Yomtif, now it's a Machlekes. We have Yudu V'Chomim, Perachomim B'Kodesh. We have Yudu Oime Yigmar V'Yim Chalachaberim. You're allowed to continue selling it to a Chover. Ulechol Adam. V'Yizor Shlo Yiga Amoras Soit. But make sure nobody touches it now. An Amoras shouldn't touch it from now on. But you're allowed to use it. For chom moimrim no lo yigmor. You're not allowed to finish it. Lo yimacher oid. Mishum the nitamas regel b'magam oritz. Or need the chol yimaisa regel eshteruyei shal levaisham milacher regel chalal lemafreyim. In other words, the rabbanim were only makel during yomtiv itself. Then when you have you're selling your wine or you're selling the bread, even though alala amoratzim touch it, we say not to mavayish them. You're allowed to use your wine. You're allowed to use the bread. You're allowed to keep on using it. But the chom say only during yomtiv. But once Yom Tov is over, even though you have some wine left, you have wine left over, you have bread left over, now you're not allowed to use it. Because after Yom Tov, now we sell them afray, you have to look at it as if the Amoritz touched it already, and it became Tomei. That's the Chum Svara. Yehuda says, no, even later after the Yom Tov, this bread you're still allowed to use. True, from now on you have to be careful that only a Chava touches it, not an Amoritz. But you know, we're not afraid, even though we knew when Amoritz touched it during Regel, the Rabbanan said it's Torah even after Yom Tov also. What's the Svar? Why? Mishum Saifon, Mishum Tchilosin. In other words, if they'll know that they won't be able to eat what's left over after Yom Tov, it's not kedai to open the barrel of wine, so people won't have enough wine on Yom Tov. They won't make enough bread on Yom Tov. So feel, in case I have leftover bread, it's going to be tamei, it's not kedai to make so much right now. So since the Rabbanim wanted you, yes, to use the wine, or to use the bread, they said, you know what, lady can still use it. So that's another case, the Amatis Seifer Mishum Chilosan. Now, what are the cases? All of Nei Hados and Taninim. For the more we learned it already, like what's Ulis Chiddush here? Ulis says, three halachas the Amatir. For the more this case of skin, if you shechel the animal on Yom Tov, you put the skin in front of the people to trample on it, it's a Mishnah that's mutter. So what's Ulis Chiddush? Zmaz, the I would have thought. Tamaya the Beisilu, why is Beisilu matter to put the skin down? Mishum the Chazal Mizgav Alayim. Because really you're not doing anything. Because really, it's right to sit on. V'yafilu Merav Yom Tov Nami, even in the case that you shechel the animal Erev Yom Tov. And you have the skin from Erev Yom Tov. Maybe still Beisilu matter you to take the skin and put it down on Yom Tov. Because it's right to sit on. So it's not called a klishum, it's not called muksam. Kamash Malon, Ula says, no, that's not the reason of the Mishnah. Kamash Malon, why was Basila Matiyu to touch the skin on Yomtiv? Only because had Tirul Seifer Mishum Chilosan. The Yomtiv in, the heir of Yomtiv Loi. Only in the case when you shechted the animal tray on Yomtiv. So now the Rabbanan said, if we're not going to allow you to take care of the skin later on, to put it down in front of the people, people won't shech the animal altogether today. So Mishum Mishum Chilosan, they are matzi to touch the skin at the end. But in the case that you shechted the animal yesterday, an Erev Yom Tov, now the Rabbanan have no reason to be matter. So therefore, Beisilu is murder, you're not going to touch the skin in such a case. So that was Ulis Chiddush. Don't think Beisilu says the skin of the animal is not muksam. It's like roit used for a mat to sit on. No, he's also made it muksa, really. And he's only matter in the case that you made the shechita today. So Mishum Chilosan, in order to make the Shchita, to amat you at the end to take care of their skin. For the Gemara, the next case, three sechanuyas, that we amat you to take off the shodis. For the Gemara, Namatininim, that's the last Mishnah we had. Or Beisilu Matir and Avla Hachtir, that Beisilu says you're allowed to even put back the shodis on this box, the storage box. So what's Ulis Chiddush? So Mishum says, yes. Ma the time I would have thought. Tamayu the Beisilu. You know why Beisilu says you're allowed to take off the shodis and put it back again? Mishum the Envinyim Mikalim, the Enthira Mikalim. Viafilu the Batim Nami. Even of the houses also. Kamashmala no. Had Tiro Seifer Mishum Chilosan. Techanu Yasin the Batim Loy. That I would have thought it's Mutter Gomer, there's no Isra at all. Envinyim Mikalim at all. It's Mutter. And even the bias means not that it's attached to the house. That means even the storage box you have in your house, that's not for a purpose of simchas yomtiv. However, it's also a storage box in your house. You're allowed to take off the shutter and put it back again. Kamashmula, no. That the only reason why this tefillah is mekel is only because there's simchas yomtiv involved. And we want you to open up the box. So in order to open it up at the beginning, we gave you a heter to close it at the end of the day. But if not for this heter, you'd be also to do. So it tells you the kashrut, like what's our Gemara saying, the tema? Well, Kaimelon and Binyan Vesir Bekalim. Like our Gemara's mashma, really we hold there is Binyan Bekalim. And Vesil is only matter to take off these shutters and put them back, because it's called Sarach Yomtif. Aye, we talk a paskin ain't Binyan Vesir Bekalim. So Yeshloim with the Mikol Mokka Mosa Shem Yitaka. Mid Yerais Ataka, there's no wisdom making a Kli on Yomtif. But mid Rabbonim, though, it's Sosa. Mid Rabbonim, we're afraid maybe you stick it together too tight, and it'll be an Issa Mishamaka Bapatish. Therefore, with the Rabbonin Taker it's Osir. So that's the Chiddush here. The Rabbonin, you can't make a Kli on Yom Tov. Here, the reason why Vesila was mati to take off the shutters and put them back on again is only Mishum Simchas Yom Tov. Because you have in this box now food that people want to eat on Yom Tov. So a box that you're storing food, you let open up. Mashenk in a box you have in your house, that's Taker Osir. That was Ulus Chiddush. Vaita. Chazoras Ratir B'Megdish, the third thing that Ula said, that the Kohen, when he takes off his bandage, is allowed to put it back on again. But they were not Matanina. We had a Mishnah in Erevin like that. Ma'achzirin Ratir B'Megdish. You're allowed to put back this bandage that has medicine on it in the Beis HaMikdash. Avolei B'Medina. Outside the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, it's also. So what's Ula's Chiddush? Mar says, yes, Ma'at the time, I would have thought. Time of my, what's the reason why it's also Mishum the Enchvos B'Megdash? I would have thought, you know why they're Matam in the Beis HaMikdash? Because the Klal is Enchvos B'Megdash. A lot of Xeris from the Rabbanon did not make it in the Beis HaMikdash. We say there, Kahanim as Rizimain, they're very careful, the Kahanim, they take care of themselves. We don't have to make Xeris. So I would have thought that Fidu Koyin, the Lav Bar Avoidu, even a Koyin that doesn't do the Avoidu, a Balmum, he can't do Avoidu. Still, if he has a wound and has a bandage, maybe he's allowed to put it back on again, because he's in the Beis HaMikdash. Kamash Vlun, that's Ulus Chiddush, not like that. The only reason why it's Mutter, Hetir, will say from Mishum Chilosan. Only they're mat you at the beginning because they want you, they're mat at the end because they want you to do the beginning to do the avoida. The bar avoidin, only a Kohen that could do the avoida. So now we say we don't want to get away and not do the avoida. We would rather tell them, yes, take off the band-aid and do the avoida. And after you finish the avoida, put back the band-aid. That's why we were mat you to put back the band-aid. But the la bar avoida, if you're a Kohen that can't do the avoida, you're a balmum, loy, for you, you can't put back the band-aid. In other words, this shvus of not doing refu in the Beis HaMikdash applies even in the Beis HaMikdash. This is on Yom Tov, not to put a bandage that has medicine on it, even applies in the Beis HaMikdash. And they're only mat, they're a kind that does the avoidah. In the last case of opening up your barrels, the covered Yom Tov on Yom Tov, that if Namor has touched it, you're still allowed to eat it, the Torah's Tyre after Yom Tov. It's also a Mishnah Tanim, learn the Mishnah Chagigah. Somebody started to use his wine barrel on Yom Tov. Or he started to make big bread dough. Agav reg in the middle of Yom Tov. We have Yudu Ayme Yigmo. Even after Yom Tov, you're allowed to finish eating it. You can finish drinking it. Because even though the Amorites touched it, but the Rabbanan said it's Tahor. And even later, you're allowed to eat it. For Chom Moimrim, Lo Yigmo, no, you can't eat it later. It's only Mutter during Yom Tov. After Yom Tov, it becomes Tamil Mafreya. So what's Ulus Chiddush, or what's Rachbas Chiddush, is enough in the Mishnah. The Mosh says, Mazel Tayyim, I would have thought, Tumas Eretz Amorites, the Tumah that if an Amorites touches something. Beregel Ketara Shav Rabbonin. The Rabbonin said, what, it's Mamish Ketor. It's Mamish Tor Gomer. The Yafagav, the Loi Hiskel, even though you didn't start to use the barrel on Yom Tov. Nami. Kamash Mula know that Hetiru Seifim Mishum Chilosin. Hiskel in. Loi Hiskel Loi. It's only Mutter to drink the wine if you opened up the barrel of wine and started to use it on Yom Tov. Then the Rabbonin said, you're allowed to continue using it even after Yom Tov later on. But let's say you yourself did not open up the barrel, and the Amorites themselves found stuck his hand in there, then Takrit Tomei, and you're not allowed to eat it on Yom Tov, even after Yom Tov, you can't do it. It's Roni Matiyum, because we want you to start using it on Yom Tov. See, if you start using it on Yom Tov, then we say, even if an Amorites touches it, you're allowed to use it after Yom Tov. But if you did not open it up for the purpose of Yom Tov, so there's no Hetim with the Rabbonin, then we say, if an Amorites did touch it, it's Tomei right away.
For the Gemara of Ula, my time lo yomer. How come Ula didn't say this third case, the rachbis case, this case of this bread and wine that an amor has touched? Lo yomer. Have plukta loikamari. He doesn't want to say things at all in the plukta. Because where the machlekes between the Chum and Reb Yehuda, he doesn't want to say something that's totally the machlekes. For the Gemara, our Mishnah is also the last three cases. Hanach nami plukta ninu. It's also machlekes. The Beis Shammai says it's also, and only Beis Hillel is matarit. So Ula says those three cases. Why didn't he say this case that's a machlekes also? So Moritz is poshid that Beis Shammai b'mokim Beis Hillel ain't a Mishnah. What's called a machlekes when you don't know which one to hold like? But a machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is not called a machlekes. Because we know clearly who we passing on like Beis Hillel. So therefore, it's not called really machlekes. That's for these three cases, halacha like Beis Hillel, he says. But a machlekes if you then, Chum, he doesn't want to go into. So tomorrow now, Masnitzin Leikai Tana. Our Mishnah does not go like this Tana, or this Brisa does not hold like our Mishnah. The Tana we learned. Omer Rabshim Ben Eloza. Moidim Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, they're both Moida, Shem Esalkin Esatrisim B'Yomtif. You're allowed to take off the shorties on Yomtif. Even Beis Shammai is Moida. What's the machlokes then? El lahachzir. The whole machlokes is, could you put it back on again? She Beis Shammai Yomim Ein Machzir. No, we're only matter to take it off for a tzarich yomtiv. We're not matter you to put it back on again later. Oh, Beis Hillel Yomim Beis Hillel says no. Af Machzirin, you're even allowed to put it back later. So it's not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says Beis Shammai Yachzirin to take it off. The medav of Mamurim B'sheish Lemtzir. It's only if it has a hinge on it. Avulein Lehem Tzir. If these shutters don't have any hinges, then the rihakol mutter. Even Beis Shammai is moed, you're allowed to put it back. It's the only time nechse kibinyan if there's a hinge on the shutter. But if the shutter doesn't have a hinge, then there's nothing wrong with it. For the more of a tani, we learned like this. When is there a mochleikis? B'shein lehem tzir, when there's no hinge. Avuyesh lehem tzir, when you have a hinge there. The rihakol osa, we learned just the opposite. Everybody holds its osa when you have hinges there. Even Beis Hillel says if there are hinges there, you can't take it off the hinges. Mechta kibinyin. So Amar Abaye says like this, there's no stira. V'sheyesh lem tzir min atzad divrei hakolosar. If the hinges are on the side, that's a real derech binyin. That's takosar. Then it looks like a real binyin. Ein lem tzir kol ikar, there's no hinges altogether, divrei hakomuter. Then even Beis Shammai says you're allowed to take off and put back on again. Keep ligi. Where's the case of the machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about taking off or putting back these shutters? V'sheyesh lem tzir b'yemtzam. That the hinge is not on the side, it's in the middle. Shrashi, sheish lem tzir b'yemtza, the bottom Rashi, kugoyin plito, v'toich v'noise b'chur, shebemtza doifin pesach ha-teva. You stick it in the middle of the teva. So ma soba gazrin and tzir